was your bye week, Kelsey?
It was pretty good. After we had some pretty good days of practice, just got a chance to relax, watch some good football Saturday and yesterday, Sunday, you know, catch up on some schoolwork. So it was pretty good.
Watch South Carolina at all? And
yes. So after I think it was Saturday morning. I got up really early. I was getting some work done for school, and then on the paper I was doing, and then I was watching some South Carolina in between, you know, some breaks, and you know, just getting a kind of feel of who they are as an offense.
You have a pretty good feel for it right now?
Yes, I do, because we got a head start on them last week, and I really start to just dedicate a lot more time on just watching whole clips of like a game film. So I watched them versus Georgia, then versus Alabama, their game last week. So, I got a chance to get kind of heads up on them a little bit more.
What can you see from Brian Edwards in particular, 89?
Brian Edwards is a very, very talented receiver. He's tough, physical, and, you know, they use him in a couple different ways, and they want him giving the ball in the pass game. They're really a physical run team, but when they get out in the pass game, they want to find him. So we got to be able to, you know, match up with him and, you know, play football.
What are the pros and cons of playing freshman quarterback?
I would say the cons are, you know, at being a freshman, I feel like in some cases you don't know, so you'll play loose. You'll just, you know, just be free out there, and you're not afraid of the consequences of what's going to happen. So you're kind of just, you know, just out there. But I feel like the pros definitely coming in the Kyle Field. You know, you got to be able to withstand this this atmosphere and with just playing in a environment there like this. So yeah, there are pros and cons to it definitely.
You have so many young guys around you. What's an example of you saying that? Okay, here I've got to show you the ropes and how you do things at this level and so forth, you know, with you being kind of a veteran leader.
Example I'll say is managing time. You know, some guys who they came from high school, they didn't understand the value that you of time when you get to college. You know, just come from class, you know, when you have 30 minutes to spare, you know, try to watch some film during that time, or go eat, you know, get something to eat in your stomach. Try to catch up on some sort of schoolwork. You know, don't sleep it away. Don't go home and play video games. Go in the training room. You know, that's a big thing. Like I talked to Damani about that when he first came in. Try to manage your time properly in the summertime, and a couple other guys as well. So that's one of the big key things.
Last question:
how hard is it to judge the South Carolina team that they've beaten Georgia, but then lost to App State last week? So kind of up and down for them.
One thing we can just say from is that they're capable. They're capable, you know, of coming to your place like they did against Georgia, and they was able to get a win against them. So we just have to keep ourselves alert, you know, for anything. They're a physical team, and you know, this SEC, you know, anything can happen. So you know, we just gotta be ready for it.